At Advance Auto Parts, getting oil and saving dough is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. That'll save you about $10 worth of dough. So fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise. A Castrol conventional oil change for just $19.99. The Advance Advantage, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
North Dakota's Governor Jack Dalrymple says his decision to sign strict new abortion laws wasn't based on any religious belief or personal experience. The three laws include one that bans abortions as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy. Police in a central New Jersey town are looking into high school fights that were posted on Facebook.
Cell phone video of several fights inside Bridgewater Raritan High School has been posted to a Facebook page, BRHS Fights. There have been at least 7 fights at the school the first 2 weeks of this month, more than there have been the whole rest of the school year. The superintendent wants the videos removed, but he told the Courier News the district has no jurisdiction over Facebook.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. An earthquake of at least 6.0 in strength has shaken central Taiwan today. At least one person killed, 19 injured. Richard Davies, ABC News.
WTIB weather.
Looking for sunny to partly cloudy skies for today. High of around 55 degrees. Tonight, generally clear, getting down to about 30. And for tomorrow, sunny, high at 57 degrees. And for Friday, sunny skies once again. The high should be in the upper 50s. Currently, it is 36 degrees outside. Talk of the town, Henry Hinton making his way in, and we'll have that for you right after this.
Hi, this is Preston Morgan, mail specialist at Morgan Printers. What? Our family's full-service, in-house mail system allows us to offer you the most complete and secure printing and mailing services around. From static print pieces that simply need to be addressed and mailed, to full-blown direct marketing campaigns, Morgan Printers can handle any size project totally in-house. When mailing is part of your marketing campaign, call me for a quote at 800-962-1972 or go to MorganPrinters.com. Morgan Printers, supporting the Pirate Nation since 1962.
Here we go.
Go Pirates!
This is Becky Taylor with Sylvan. Are you looking for the very best tutoring for your child? Tutoring that is highly personal and maybe with some technology involved? Then you need to find out about Sylvan Sync, Sylvan's new teaching system. Students love the integration of iPads in our instruction. Not self-teaching, but with engaging teachers involved and working on skills your child really needs. Students receive instant feedback, and you can monitor their progress online at your convenience. As an added resource, students can also log on to their Sylvan page from home for extra fun learning activities. During this time of the school year, students are preparing for lots of testing, including end of grade, end of course, college prep, and more. All of these high-stake tests are critical and can lead to high stress. At Sylvan, we provide the support needed to address these tests with confidence. Let us help you end the school year on a positive note. Visit us on the web at sylvanlearning.com or call us at 1-800-EDUCATE in Greenville, Washington, Rocky Mount, New Bern, Jacksonville, and Moorhead City. Learning should be personal, and at Sylvan, it is.
I'm with Michael Overton from Coldwell Banker Commercial Coastal Mark here in Eastern North Carolina. Michael, tell folks what you do.
Well, Coldwell Banker Commercial is one of the largest commercial real estate firms in the world, but we are firmly established here in Eastern North Carolina.
And so what you do is leasing and commercial sales, meaning if I've got a shopping center or a building I need leased or sold, I come to you.
That's correct. And it's not just shopping centers and buildings. We do commercial real estate of all types, including multifamily units.
In fact, you have a management division.
We do. We have Coastal Rivers Property Management with offices in Greenville, New Bern, and Washington, and currently manage commercial single-family homes and multifamily units.
Michael, your family name has been synonymous with success in business for a long time in Eastern Carolina.
It has. My dad built a large company with Overton's. I'm very proud of his accomplishments. And one of the things he taught me there was customer service. It takes 10 years to get a customer and 10 seconds to lose one, so that's definitely one of our focuses.
How do people contact you?
252-355-5220 or on the web at cbccoastalmark.com.
Tired of your old kitchen or bath? Go ahead, change your tune. Let the product experts at Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery help you orchestrate your dream. From high-tech appliances, spa-quality showers, to the latest lighting styles, they bring kitchens and baths together in perfect harmony. Ferguson, they make it easy to orchestrate your dream.
Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery, top brand appliances, plumbing, and lighting like KitchenAid. Visit our showroom on Memorial Drive.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. 33 degrees out there and clear, and we are going to see some sunshine today, so that's the good news. And, of course, as you know from the national news headlines, arguments on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act is going to begin today in the U.S. Supreme Court. And here in the East, dozens of people showed up for a candlelight vigil in downtown New Bern last night. It was organized by the parents, friends, and families of lesbians and gays, also known as PFLAG. And a protester showed up to express same-sex marriage is a sin. But, of course, supporters there at the vigil disagreed, and they gave us both their sides of the story. They say they're anxiously anticipating any decision the Supreme Court could make. Of course, final decisions expected by this summer. Well, the husband of a couple facing charges in a road rage encounter will go to court today. This happened in Carteret County. They turned themselves in Lenore County. Bradley Turner is the man accused of pointing a gun at two other people Sunday after a road rage incident was caught on camera on one of the folks' cell phones in the other vehicle. Now, Bradley Turner is facing various assault charges and injury to personal property charges. Deputies say the video that's been circulating shows Turner getting into a fight with another driver, and his wife, Christy Turner, is then seen handing him the gun. Now, she is due in court May 1st. We'll keep you posted on what happens in court today with Bradley Turner. Well, if you smell smoke around the Craven and Carteret area today until the end of the week, don't be too alarmed. The U.S. Forest Service says they are doing some prescribed burns in the Croatan National Forest, and yesterday they already had torched 641 acres along Pringle Road. Crews estimate they'll burn 1,500 acres near Highway 101 just east of Cherry Point and along 9 Mile Road closer to Havelock today and tomorrow. And Trent's out, so I'll do a little sports news. Last night was a big night for ECU athletics. First, WITN confirmed an earlier ESPN report that the soon-to-be-renamed Big East Conference will make East Carolina University a member in all sports starting in 2014. And secondly, the ECU men's basketball team is headed to the CIT semifinals after a big win last night. They beat Loyola 70-58 and will host a CIT semifinal game this Saturday at 5 o'clock against the Evansville Purple Aces. I'm April Davis with your WITN news headlines.
TIB weather.
All right, looking for sunny to partly cloudy skies for today. High of around 55 degrees, generally clear for tonight, getting down to around 30. For tomorrow, generally sunny, high of 57 degrees. And for tomorrow night, a mostly clear sky, getting down to about 30 degrees. For your Friday, it's going to be sunny, highs in the upper 50s and lows in the upper 30s. Currently outside, 36 degrees. Henry Hinton's coming in with Talk of the Town.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good to have you here this morning. Philip Horn's going to join us here in just a second.
This is weird.
I know it's weird. Get out of
very
here.
Very weird. Hello. Hey, we're calling for the righty.
It was,
come on.
It was a I like that, the righty. Michael taps his left hand and says, we're calling for the righty. All right, April Davis is here. Good morning, April. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good,
I'm
good. To see you. Philip Horn is here. Philip and I were at the ECU game last night. McGee is out this morning. McGee has some sort of a chamber thing going on. So Philip is joining us here for the program today. Today is the 27th day of March, and it's another chilly day across eastern North Carolina. We just can't seem to break it. Now, 55, sun. At least the sun's going to be out today, 55 today, sunshine. And then tonight, Michael, shut the door, will you? It's got clear, clear in 30. We'll get organized here directly. 30 degrees tonight.
Sunny and 57 tomorrow, and then sunny and about 58 on Friday. What's the good morning, Philip? How are you?
Good morning, Big Hen.
Listen, let me check my weather app on my new handy dandy Note 2, my Galaxy Note 2 from Samsung, and see what it says about the weekend. It's still saying temperatures on Saturday and Sunday in the low 50s, and it could rain on Easter Sunday. I'm somewhat distressed about that. 12 minutes after, 36 degrees. April is here, as we said. How are you? I thought Matt Engelbrecht was going to be here this morning.
It's almost like the same thing.
It's been musical chairs all week.
I know. We've been trading out and all kinds of stuff, but I'll be here twice next week, Tuesday and Thursday. But, yeah, Matt had something to attend this morning, so I came in for him. He'll be here tomorrow.
You doing well?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I was on vacation this weekend, so my schedule's all out of whack.
Where'd you go?
I went to Charlotte, just, 4 hours down the road. And
I was in Charlotte this weekend.
Were you really?
I was.
Were you at the Mary Kay convention?
You want to know the truth? I was.
Were you really?
we had the ECU Foundation
That's funny.
Board meeting at the Westin Hotel. The line from... Well, you say
I was at the Westin.
Oh, my goodness.
I was on the 21st floor. Where were you?
The 20th floor.
What? You and me.
How did we miss each other?
Our worlds collided, and we didn't even know it.
Did you pick up your pink car?
No, but you... Now, if you... When did you check into the Westin?
Saturday. Probably.
I've never seen anything like the line at the Westin on Friday.
It was all weekend long.
There was a two-hour line to check into the hotel. If I hadn't already been checked into that hotel, I would be so mad. And they were all women with too much makeup on.
It's true.
It was a Mary Kay convention. Did you see the pink Cadillacs pulling up?
A lot of them just lined up in the garage.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. We were in the same place. Didn't even know it.
I didn't know you were going to be in Charlotte.
I just said hi. Sorry.
You just chilling in Charlotte?
I was, yeah. Sometimes, you just got to get away. Had a great dinner. Had a great Italian dinner Sunday night. And
where'd you go?
I was going to go to Aria because everyone says go
to
Aria.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
But we went to another place called Vivace.
Vivace.
Which is very trendy. But, it's so great down there because you can almost walk to anything.
I love downtown Charlotte. I've been saying that for years. What they've done down in downtown Charlotte has been is pretty amazing. Did you go to the Epicenter?
I did, just for, I went bowling. I did.
Wow. For people who've never been, haven't been out of downtown Charlotte here, if you're looking for just kind of a fun weekend to get away, Charlotte really is a cool place.
It is, because you can stay at any of the hotels downtown.
Stay at a hotel downtown, you can walk to everything.
Yep. Went to Smoothie
King.
Great
restaurants.
Got a smoothie.
And they have a huge, right in the middle at the corner of Trade and Tryon Street, so right down, just down from the Time Warner Pavilion. Mm-hmm. They've got a, they've got the Epicenter there, which is probably, 30? It's one huge complex with about 30 different restaurants and bars in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dale Jr. owns a bar in there.
He sure does. And then there's the Dueling Piano Bar, and then there's the Bowling Alley, as I mentioned, and the movie theater. So pretty much anything you can think of, or that you could want for a day of fun and family fun.
It's a fun weekend.
Yeah.
It's a fun weekend. I don't know about family fun.
Well, there is some family fun.
I wouldn't take my family to the Epicenter.
I went during the day and went bowling, and there were lots of kids.
Well, yeah, there's Discovery Place downtown, and some, of course, lots of activities.
Yeah, and there's a new place, new, but I guess a hidden gem, called Music City, NC Music City.
This segment brought to you by the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce.
But anyway, it was great, so I'm glad that you enjoyed it as well.
Well, it's good to have you here this morning.
Thank
Mariah
you.
Carey is 43 today. I know Philip is a very big fan.
Huge.
43 years old. She's the reason I don't watch America. She's one of the reasons I don't watch American Idol anymore, because I finally decided that the guy that said that real regular men don't watch American Idol was correct. When they've got
you've come around.
I have come around. Also, Quentin Tarantino is 50 today. Is he only 50? He's made a lot of money, hasn't he, for 50?
Yeah, thought he was older.
The director of the Django Unchained and also Pulp Fiction.
He's one of the oldest teenagers I know.
How you doing, Mr. Horn?
I'm good.
We were at the ball game last night. What's happening with East Carolina basketball is we're actually watching a transformation right before our eyes.
We are.
The Pirates won their 21st game last night. They are now in the Final Four of the National CollegeInsiders.com tournament.
So we've got the Final Four all up in here.
Well, the game will be here on Saturday. I'm now facing a huge dilemma because I'm going to be at the beach this weekend, but I'm telling you, I'm coming back for the game.
And well, you should.
5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, the Pirates will play Evansville, who won their final eight game last night against Canisius, 85-83. That was a close game, too. East Carolina won 70-58 last night over Loyola.
Tying and breaking new records every time we do.
And but it was just it's just exciting, isn't it?
It really is.
Atmosphere is incredible. I had an opportunity to talk to Jeff Comfort, the new athletic director, after the game last night. And I said, welcome to Greenville. Your new charge will be to try to find a way to keep Jeff Lebo here.
That's right. First order of business.
He gave me a great answer. You know what he said? He said, I believe that Coach Lebo sees the potential that I see here. I love that answer. And by the way, speaking of that, there's a report this morning. We were trying to decide if there's anything new in this other than the fact that one of these slaps from ESPN has now reported that East Carolina is going to be a full member of the Big East, or whatever the soon-to-be renamed Big East is. But there's no new news on that. We knew that already. But because Andy Katz at ESPN said it yesterday, it's in the front page of all the newspapers.
Then it's news.
You know, the problem is this. There's nobody to vote us in. They got to wait till July 1st when all the new members of the conference come in. Because, I mean, who's going to vote us in? Georgetown? You know, they're leaving. So, you know, once all the Catholic schools leave and all the new schools come in, which is July 1st, then they're going to vote us in for all sports. And so East Carolina will be going to the new conference, which, you know, I'm beginning to believe is going to be named something with the word American in it.
Mm-hmm. American East?
American East has been talked about. The American 12, which is really interesting because there's not 12 members.
Well, there's not 10 members
not
in the
yet.
Big 10 either.
Maybe, yeah, no. What do you think of that name? I'm not crazy about it. You know, there's been speculation that they would actually sell, they'd be the first conference to sell their name to a corporate sponsor. You know, so they might be the FedEx conference. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it certainly is over-commercializing sports, but they're already over-commercialized. And the truth of the matter is, I think FedEx has more credibility than the American 12.
That's what Memphis is bringing to the table. They're bringing all their FedEx sponsorships.
Yeah, exactly. So, what a great win last night. Exciting stuff. After East Carolina's, you know, I didn't even realize this until yesterday. I put it on my Facebook page, but the dunk. Did you see this, Coach? Coach Carr, did you see the dunk that Maurice Kemp, the incredible dunk for Maurice Kemp from Saturday's game against Ryder, made ESPN's top 10, and it was number one on their top 10 list. And here's the interesting thing about that. Keep in mind, it was the weekend after the first round of the NCAA tournament. And here we've got East Carolina. You know, that's got to help our recruiting. It's got to help our national notoriety. And it's a great-looking shot because, you know, the arena is full and Kemp goes up and, you know, they show the slow motion of him going in for that monster slam. And I swear, he looks like he got 13 feet in the air.
If you were there in person and saw it, you can understand completely why it's number one. It was number one. I mean, it was something to behold. It really was.
It was Blake Griffin-esque.
I
said it was Jordan-esque, but...
Well, I think the very fact that he actually dunked right in a guy's face made it Blake Griffin-esque.
So the Pirates... move on to the Final Four of the CIT, and there was some talk about whether the finals, and of course we can't look ahead of Saturday, because, you know, Evansville has a rich basketball tradition. Have they won a national championship?
I don't know that they've won. They may have.
They've had some huge players over the years.
But they've had some serious NCAA runs in the last two or three decades.
Yeah. So they'll play 5 o'clock in the Coliseum here in town on Saturday, and I'm kind of worried about that because I really believe that the crowd, the last two games, has helped propel the team. And of course, you know, with the with Easter weekend coming, the students won't be here.
So, and a lot of people have been buying tickets and giving them to students, which is a great thing. But the issue now is, you know, let's make sure that the students who are here turnout as well because of the energy that they're providing is huge.
Well, here's the thing. If you are if you're going to be in Greenville this weekend, maybe you're going to be in Greenville and you've got family coming in. If you are going to be in Greenville this weekend, please buy tickets and take the family to the game.
Yeah.
I promise you, you'll have a good time. But even if you're not used to going to an ECU game, we need to fill up the arena. So please come out on Saturday and support Jeff Lebo and the Pirates as they try to win a championship. I mean, now we're down to the Final Four. And, you know, I'm just going to have to come back from the beach. It's going to be cold at the beach anyway.
There you go.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it in case my wife is listening. My wife is, you're coming back from the beach? I went, yeah, you are too. She probably won't, though. It's going to be you and me, Warren.
That's okay. I'm going to be there. Yeah. I'm going to be there.
What else is going on? Everything good in your life?
It is. No complaints. And by the way, let me be among the last with some degree of sincerity to congratulate you.
Some degree of sincerity.
And thank you for your service to the state of North Carolina as a new governor. An awkward and clumsy one,
but a new
governor nonetheless.
Yes.
I appreciate that. What did I just do? Did I pull my earphone out? Or did I pull my microphone? Oh, it's my microphone. I just nearly fell out of my chair. I tell you, we're just so disorganized this morning. It's amazing.
But in case you were wondering if it's a live show, it's a live show.
It's definitely a live show. I was trying to pick up the cord so I could play some audio here. You know, I seriously almost fell out of my chair. Yeah, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
I'm quite excited about it. And we will do our best to represent the state of North Carolina well. I'm very humbled by the opportunity.
It's great to have some Eastern North Carolina representation on that.
And East Carolina people.
And East Carolina people on that august body.
I was talking to someone this week who said that when the Board of Governors was set up to oversee the university system in North Carolina, that originally East Carolina actually had three people on that board.
Was not aware of that.
It must have been like, what did that have been, in the 70s maybe, or the 60s?
That would have been the 60s, I would think. The first consolidation would have been the 60s.
Yeah. So since then, I don't think we've had more than one person, maybe two on occasion at a time, on the board.
I can't remember more than two at any period during the last 20 years.
And so the idea that we have four East Carolina University graduates and alums going on the UNC Board of Governors is, I think it's a pretty big deal. But, you know, I'm also extremely aware of the fact for you... For the people who are emailing me, telling me this, I'm also quite aware of the fact that that the board represents all of the universities in the system, and that is certainly something that I take seriously.
And there are big issues looming.
Yeah, I know.
Trust me, I'm
hearing about them every day
now. A lot of deferred maintenance that's sort of piling up across the UNC system.
Well, the other question, too, is just the question that Senator Brunstetter brought up last week, which has been floated before, which is, you know, are we at a point now in the state of North Carolina with the number, there are 17 campuses as part of the UNC system. Are we at a point that, you know, some of the campuses need to be combined? And, you know, and we're not funding 17 different campuses. Speaking of that, Phil Dixon just said, how about the Big Metro Athletic Conference, the Big Mac, sponsored by McDonald's. I like that.
There you go. There's some deep pockets.
The Big Metro Athletic Conference. Yes. I like that. What do you think of that?
That's not bad. Especially if the McDonald's Corporation will step up. Yeah.
The Big Mac. I like that a lot. The problem with that, of course, is that we already have like two Macs out there.
Does the commissioner...
The Mid-American Conference and the Mid-Atlantic Athletic Conference.
But is the commissioner then by default either Ronald McDonald or Mayor McCheese?
Mayor McCheese. I don't know. That's pretty good. The big news nationally yesterday was the Supreme Court. You know, and I was thinking about this morning because I was listening to America's Morning News, and I'm trying to decide. You know, the whole gay marriage thing is just such a tough issue, and you know, a lot of people feel like it's not a tough issue because it's a biblical issue and it's a religious issue. But the way the Supreme Court is going about this, you know, it's like, okay, you look outside the Supreme Court yesterday, and Washington is filled with lesbian and gay activists. And so, you know, and they're trying to influence the Supreme Court's decision. Well, the truth of the matter is, the Supreme Court's supposed to be actually interpreting the Constitution, right?
Correct.
Well, no matter how many people show up in Washington, does it change what the Constitution says? I guess there's, you know, and you know, we've always in this country, and I guess, you know, again, it is biblical. We've defined marriage as between one man and one woman. But listen to Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor yesterday. And listen to her. It's almost like saying, you know, we've got to consider the trend here. Listen to this comment yesterday.
The issue is letting the states experiment and letting the society have more time to figure out its direction. We let issues perk, and so we let racial segregation perk for 50 years, from 1898 to 1954.
We need to let the states experiment? Are you serious? Is that what the Supreme Court is supposed to be? Maybe some of you legal eagles out there understand that point of view better than myself. But, I, you know, the idea that somehow this is an issue like racial injustice, I don't know. I just...
Well, the inference you could draw from her comments is almost as if to say, well, we're going to make this a states' rights issue. I mean, and who has jurisdiction over this issue?
Well, I mean, isn't that kind of where it is now?
Well, to a certain extent, yeah.
Judge Scalia, who, of course, is the one of the most conservative members of the bench, said at one point yesterday that, you know, he talked about some of the reasons yesterday. Of course, they haven't ruled on this yet. This is the California gay marriage case. But Judge Scalia at one point said, you know, we've got to consider the consequences of same-sex marriage.
If you redefine marriage to include same-sex couples, you must permit adoption by same-sex couples. And there's considerable disagreement among sociologists as to what the consequences of raising a child in a single-sex family, whether that is harmful to the child or not.
Well, and you know, people are going to come out of the woodwork and now say, oh no, I raised my children in a same-sex couple, and you know, they're very well-balanced, good people. And that might be true. But again, I'm struggling with all of this. Tom, call. Don't keep texting me. Tom Lambert. Tom can't wait for 5 to 7. He says, if people showing up to Washington to influence the Supreme Court, then Roe v. Wade should have been overturned decades ago. Well, that's probably true. Chris is on the phone. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Morning. How you doing?
What's going on, Chris?
One thing I don't get, and I'm obviously not a legal scholar, is that, like, even Scalia, which I'm a big fan of, and he's talking about the consequences, and it hits on what you were saying. I don't see why that matters. It's either legal or not. The Constitution either allows.
That's what I think.
You know,
that was my point earlier, Chris.
I do care about the consequences. I think it's important, but if you just put it in the context of the Supreme Court, their chore is to decide whether these citizens have the right to do it or not. Not the consequences. Not the hey, if we do this, it could lead to that. It's either constitutional or not.
Yeah, I wish as somebody who's a legal eagle, a smart lawyer, a person who deals with this stuff, call us 561-8255. Isn't it the job of the Supreme Court to interpret, not to analyze?
Right.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe because they're analyzing this. You know, here's Scalia analyzing, well, you know what sociologists say.
Right.
You know, I don't think there's any question that Sotomayor is influenced by all the people out there with signs outside the Supreme Court building.
Yeah, and I can see where that might lead to if you don't have enough your personal constitution doesn't allow you to be swayed or not. But the one thing I don't get too, it always gets kiboshed, is the argument that as far as gay marriage is, you know, there's three parts to the equation that equals marriage: age, sex, and the number of parties involved. And the minute someone says, well, you know, we're talking about the sex portion of that equation, but the minute somebody talks about, well, what if three people, four people want to get married, everybody's like, oh, no, that, you know, it's kibosh, like, oh, that stupid talk, that silly talk. But I don't see the point of redefining anything. I mean, I'm not a big fan of redefining terms.
Yeah.
If marriage is that definition, fine. If you want to talk about domestic partnership and you want to talk about, you know, some legal ramifications
I agree with you, Chris. I think what happens is, you know, you have the liberals immediately when that argument comes up. If we're going to redefine marriage, why not redefine it as between one man and three women, or three women right. and one three men and one woman?
Yeah,
and you know, when you say that, you know, the argument comes back. Oh, there goes those crazy right wing conservatives right. again making crazy arguments.
That's right.
But it's not a crazy argument, because you know how far fetched would it have been to have thought of, you know, in the 40s or the 50s, to think that we'd be sitting here today talking about allowing two men to be married or two women to be married. You know, it just
yeah.
so. And again, I think it's a very difficult issue. I've heard, you know, I tell you, I've been influenced dramatically by parents of gay children who've contacted me since we've talked about this on the show over the years. I have a tremendous, tremendous amount of empathy for families dealing with this issue.
Yeah. I'll try to say this as sensitively as possible, because, you know, who cares what I think, but I'm personally a Christian, and I think, obviously, God loves everyone, and that sometimes the one hit on Christians, including myself in the past, is that we elevate, like, say we disagree with homosexuality, well, that gets elevated above all other sins and concentrated, and there's no way to make a pathway to somebody by telling them, you're going to hell, this, that, and the other.
Right.
You can tell them we disagree, where it's immoral, and this, that, and the other, which is a hard pill to swallow, but there's a way to do it, but I just don't... I don't necessarily think that, you know, and I can even be swayed to think someone could be born gay. I don't have a problem with that necessarily, but these, you know, we all have choices in life and this, that, and the other, and I just don't see how, you know, just because someone chooses to do that on their own does not necessarily mean that the majority of people have to necessarily agree with it
yeah.
or accept it, you know.
But I will say this, Chris, there are a lot of good, strong Christian families dealing with this issue today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
and
right.
So, you know, it crosses all boundaries, and you yep. better be careful what you say and how you feel, right. because you don't know when it's going to, you know, you'll be dealing with it in your family.
Yeah, yeah, so, I've thought about that. But,
yeah.
Right. You got to decide what's more important. Is it your faith, or are circumstances going to change your faith, or faith going to shape your life?
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Yep. By the way, speaking of, one more comment from one of the Supremes yesterday, Judge Samuel Alito. You remember Alito? He's the guy that basically called Obama a liar to his face in the State of the Union address a few years ago, when Obama was talking about Obamacare, and he made some comment, and then the cameras were on Judge Alito, and he started shaking his head, remember, and saying, "It's not true." Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Alito's comments yesterday. Saying, you know, we don't have enough historical evidence of what, you know, legalizing same-sex marriage would do in this country.
Traditional marriage has been around for thousands of years. Same-sex marriage is very new. I think it was first adopted in the Netherlands in 2000. So there isn't a lot of data about its effect. But you want us to step in and render a decision based on an assessment of the effects of this institution, which is newer than cell phones or the internet? We do not have the ability to see the future.
Newer than cell phones or the internet, gay marriage.
You know, equally important, Judge Alito has a very soothing voice, doesn't he?
Did you like that?
Yes.
He should be the guy on the other end when you dial the airline.
I'd like for him to be in customer service, not an associate justice of the Supreme Court.
All right, let's go to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Henry.
How are you? Is this Tom Lamprick?
No.
Oh. See, because Tom was texting
me.
I'm not sure you have.
Well, no, I
anyway, haven't. How are you this morning? Good to hear from you. Tom.
Fine, thanks. I guess the simplest thing to say is the question is, can a state define what a marriage is? And John Roberts yesterday said it this way. If you're going to make a kid call somebody who's not their friend a friend, then you are redefining what the word is. If you're redefining what the word is, what's the significance of that when you're talking about not a suspect classification such as someone who is African-American or a female?
But if you want to get married in the state of North Carolina, you got to have what?
A husband and a wife.
Well, you got to have a marriage license.
Correct.
And who issues the marriage license?
Well, I think a local official does.
No, but it comes from the state of North Carolina.
That's
you have
right.
to have a license from the state of North Carolina. So, you know, your point is accurate, but you also have to remember that there is already a precedent for states having having some influence over the definition of who can be married and who can't.
That's correct.
Yeah. So.
And the arguments that they say, it's an equal protection. Those arguments, while they may be true, do not legally are not at the same level as a classification based on something such as color or gender.
Yeah, good points.
So that's what it boils down to. And if the court says that the state of California can define marriage as it wants to define it, then they're going to define marriage as between a man and a woman. Now, that doesn't mean you still can't have other options, civil unions, recognize those relationships within society, but not redefine the word marriage.
Yeah. All right. Good point. Thank you, Tom. Right. Appreciate it. By the way, will Roberts cast the deciding vote on this?
I think there's potential again, yes.
That's going to be it's going to be interesting to see where he comes down, isn't it? He cast the deciding vote when the Obamacare thing came up, and he sided with the Obamacare package.
If you make some projections and assumptions about which way the associates are going to go, yes, I think Roberts could in fact be the decisive vote in this one as well.
We got time for one more here. Let's go to our friend Leon. Good morning, Leon. I bet you've got an interesting perspective on this. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Henry. Good morning, everyone. Yes, I do. One of the issues that I have with this homosexual issue is that people who are homosexual have a choice. They made the choice to be homosexual. They're anything but gay. Gay means happy. Gay means a whole lot of other things, but it doesn't mean homosexuality.
Now you know that you've just opened a huge can of worms there, because the great debate about whether or not people are born gay or they decide to be gay, and I'm torn on that issue because I'm not sure there's enough evidence either way.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, sir. Absolutely, there's a whole host of evidence, but people do not want to take the evidence that they have at hand. And I don't understand it. I mean,
what is the evidence?
The evidence is the Bible. God created Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
That means to say that if God created Adam and Eve, that God is also put in there that I'm going to create something, two perfect beings, but I'm going to put a flaw in them. That's not God. God does not do that.
But see, that takes us all the way back to my original point, which is, this is biblical for many, many people. There are a lot of people that feel like the Supreme Court doesn't even have jurisdiction here.
Well, Henry,
but the problem with that, Leon, is that we live in a country. You and I are Christians, and we believe the Bible. But there are people in this country that don't.
But that's the point, Henry. That is precisely the point. We have a choice as free moral agents to either believe the Word of God or not believe the Word of God.
Right.
And if people don't want to believe the Word of God, then I feel that they should say, I don't believe the Word of God. Somebody created me to be like this, and I'm going to go that route. But the other point I wanted to make is that I resent, very much so, vehemently so, homosexuals comparing themselves to the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
That's a travesty in itself.
I have a problem with that myself.
It's a cheap way. It's a cheap way of getting support, and then what they try to do is that Adam and Steve go out and adopt poor black babies and introduce them to a homosexual lifestyle.
Right.
And then you've got the President of the United States of America
having somebody on his cabinet who is openly gay, as you call, as people call them, and have all these different issues, and it just makes
all right.
us.
We got it, Leah. You're fired up. We got it.
I mean, this is something to be fired up about.
Yeah.
It's something to be fired up about, because I'll say this, and I'm just going to calm down a little bit, but I just want to bring one point out to everyone that's listening. When we have a problem with our automobiles, there's a book in the glove compartment that tells us about all the components and when we should have this done, preventive maintenance, and so forth. When we have a problem, we go to what? We go to that book?
Gotcha.
We got it, Leon. We have a problem now, so we need to go to that book. Take a look.
Always great to hear from you. Appreciate your input. Thank you, Leon.
Thank you, sir.
7:42:18. We've got to move because we're running really late, and we'll take a break and come back. We've got news headlines from WITN. Philip will give us a little sports headline. More talk about Big East Carolina win last night, and now the Pirates in the Final Four of the CIT National Tournament. More talk of the town coming up. 7:43 now, 17 in front of 8. Be right back.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times.
Out of the way!
But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey! Move it!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Hey, lady.
Oh, yeah. Woo! We're moving.
Pepsi. Live for now.
At the all-new Brownwood Buick GMC Truck and Cadillac, we've been your dealer of choice for over 75 years. Why? Because we offer the best selection of Buicks, GMC trucks, and Cadillacs. Compacts, mid-size, full-size, crossover to SUVs and trucks. We've got the most convenient service backed by all GM-certified technicians, hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, and the most competitive pricing in Eastern Carolina. We really do have something for everyone, so why go anywhere else? Come see us at Brown & Wood Buick GMC Truck and Cadillac.
The sound you're hearing is not the sound of someone with a restricted airway, but it's the sound of your lawn being choked out by weeds. You see, grass hates weeds. You hate weeds. And your neighbors, they hate weeds. Anything but grass growing in your lawn needs to be gone. That's why you need Envirotech, Eastern North Carolina's expert turf protectors. Envirotech lives and breathes Eastern North Carolina lawn care. They're the area experts. They know the local climate. They know the local turf. And they know how to protect it. Stomp out weeds and start growing beautiful green grass today. Call Envirotech at 746-7483. Beautiful green grass is what you want. Anything else growing in your lawn needs to be gone. Go with the turf pros that make your grass grow. Go with Envirotech, Eastern North Carolina's expert turf protectors. Call 746-7483 or at turfpros at embarkmail.com. Envirotech. Protect your turf.
Need help bringing your rooms to life? Choose a floor from Mannington. Mannington Flooring gives you more options, more ways to beautify your home and express your personal style. Those options include everything from hardwood to vinyl, from porcelain tile to laminates. The emphasis is on beauty and variety. Plus, you get advanced technology to help keep your floor looking beautiful for years to come. That's Mannington. Beautiful floors for the real world. Go to Carpet Design Center on Memorial Drive for Mannington Flooring, 3205 South Memorial, or call 439-0840.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Hope you're doing well out there. 37 degrees outside. It's going to get warmer, and we will see some sunshine finally today, which is great news. We do have your headlines from WITN and WITN.com. I'm April Davis. The husband of a couple facing charges in a road rage encounter that happened in Carteret County this weekend. They turned themselves in Lenore County. Now he's going to go to court today. Bradley Turner, he's the man accused of pointing a gun at two other people Sunday after a road rage incident was caught on camera. There was a huge fight before he pulled out that gun. He's facing various assault charges and injury to personal property. Deputies say the video that's been circulating shows shows Turner getting into a fight with another driver, his wife Christy, then seen handing him a gun. Now, she is due in court May 1st, and of course, we'll keep you posted on what happens in court today with Bradley Turner. Well, the chairman of the Pitt County School System is talking about the job Superintendent Beverly Emery did now that she decided to leave. Emery has accepted a job with Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools, and she's been superintendent in Pitt County since 2006, 7 years now. In the last 6 months, she led the school system through a controversy involving the ineligibility of a D.H. Conley football player. The school board will meet Thursday, tomorrow, where it is expected that members will discuss Emery's departure. While one school leader is out, some lawmakers want to be sure a few subjects stay in the curriculum. A legislative committee approved a proposal to change state law and require public schools to teach cursive handwriting and force students to memorize their multiplication tables. The proposal now moves to the House Budget Writing Committee, and the Back to Basics bill approved by the House Education Committee directs schools to teach handwriting so students can write legibly before they finish the fifth grade. And some motorcycle riders, you may not have to wear your helmet if you don't want to. Very soon, the House Transportation Panel agreed to give adults the option to ride without a helmet if you have a motorcycle license for a year, you complete a safety course, and you have some insurance covering $10,000 in medical benefits. Violators could face a small fine. The bill is now going to another House committee. And if you are ready to give the gift of life, if you want to give blood, there is a blood drive at WITN at our Greenville studio. That's on East Arlington Boulevard. That'll be this Friday coming up, so you have a little bit of time to plan for that. From 8 a.m. until 2 p.m., you can drop by and give the gift of life. I'm April Davis with WITN and your headlines for this morning.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Sunshine today. Thank goodness. It'll still be chilly. 55 the high this afternoon. Tonight, clear and 30. Tomorrow, sunshine may be closer to 60 tomorrow. Sunshine about 57 degrees. And then on Friday, temperatures around 58. We're trying to decide if it's 37 or 42. I can't get my app to tell me.
43 and 43, so it's somewhere in between there.
Yeah. That's our news update. 749, Philip Horn has some sports headlines. You ready for sports?
I'm ready for sports.
All right. McGee is out this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Philip Horn on sports.
Thank you. We talked about it earlier, but last night a big win for the Pirates in Menjie's Coliseum. Maurice Kemp scored 20 points. Robert Sampson posted a double-double to lead East Carolina, which is now 21-12, winning the most games in its history. Past Loyola of Maryland last night.
Is that true? Even in the early days, we didn't have 21 wins?
Since 1954.
In olden days?
In olden days, yeah. The Pirates will advance now to take on Evansville Saturday at 5 p.m. again in Menjie's Coliseum. Evansville edged Canisius Tuesday night, 84-83, and they compete in the Missouri Valley Conference. They've won 7 of their last 8 dating back to the regular season. William & Mary handed East Carolina Diamond Bucks its 6th straight loss at Clark LeClaire yesterday by a count of 10-4. First time since 2003 that the Pirates have lost 6 consecutive games. ECU will travel to Elon today. The first pitch is set for 4 p.m. And WITN is reporting. We know people there.
It must be true then, whatever it is.
That it has confirmed.
There you go.
A report by ESPN on Tuesday that the soon-to-be-renamed Big East Conference will make East Carolina University a member in all sports starting in 2014.
So, we'll be playing all the schools in basketball and volleyball and baseball. And no doubt about it, it's going to be a tougher basketball conference than a tougher football conference.
But lots of old friends. Yes. In a new conference.
Well, but you get to, you know, you're back in a conference with South Florida, Cincinnati, and for the first time ever, you're in a conference with the University of Connecticut, assuming that they're still there when we get
right.
In 2000. When do we go in?
2014. 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm glad WITN confirmed that, but
it's a very reliable source, believe me.
We've known it for a while.
Exactly.
The chancellor's been saying it, but there's just nobody to vote us in yet. Other things this morning, I was looking at the newspaper. I need to congratulate my friend, Pitt County School Superintendent Beverly Emery. It appears her sentence is over. It appears she has finally been paroled from the Pitt County Schools Board.
She's done her time without no crime.
She got a great job. She's going to be the Forsyth County Winston-Salem school superintendent. Congratulations. She's a very able and good, and she's an excellent education administrator, and we're going to miss her here. But now, here's the question. You ain't seen dysfunction yet. Wait till they start trying to hire a new school board chair, a new school superintendent here. Look, these folks couldn't even agree on the chairman's job. You think they're going to ever agree on who they're going to hire? And let's wait and see who the search committee is comprised of. I can name them right now. Oh, my Lord. You can't make this up. You can't make it up. But I am happy for Bev Emery, Bev Reap Emery. She is she's a great person, and she's done a great job here. Great, good editorial this morning about her in the newspaper this morning as well, too. So happy for Bev that she's getting the heck out of here. She's escaping the zoo, which is the Pitt County School Board. It'll be... Can you imagine when she got that offer? She probably went, free at last, free at last. Great God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Oh, man.
Also in the paper this morning, I need to say congratulations to my friend Lee Gault, who has just opened. And the reason I say is because he's, if we go out our back door, we can walk right into the back door of the new Debut Cafe. In fact, I may run over there and get a muffin during the commercial break. Debut Cafe has moved right in front of us here on Arlington and Arlington Crossing, right in front of us. Down between KMW and the Medical Park Pharmacy right here in Arlington Crossing Shopping Center. I had lunch there 2 days ago, had some unbelievable chicken corn chowder soup and chicken salad. And so, stop, I just wanted to say congratulations to Lee and the new Debut Cafe, which has now moved into our shopping center right here where we are. And the good article this morning in the hot dish section of the newspaper. All right, what else we got? Want to do a laugh track? Perhaps we should do a
Please.
Laugh track.
Please laugh, shall we?
I had a funny one queued up here. Let's see if I can find it. This has been fly by the seat of your pants morning for sure. On the laugh track this morning, we have Adam Ferrara, the comedian, talking about how tough his mom was. Here is our laugh track.
Pop was tough. Mom was tough, too. She made a cop cry once.
You know why I pulled you over?
I am not a mind reader, mister. I was speeding so I wouldn't be late. Now I'm not going to get there at all. Get back in that car and think about what you did.
Me and my brothers are in the back like, oh, don't shoot her. It just makes her mad. Those bullets better be silver or she ain't going down. I feel bad for my mother. All she really wanted was a normal family, and she didn't even come close. I got two younger brothers, and we were little. Our favorite game was look at the vein in mommy's head. We started aggravating her early in the morning. By the end of the day, that vein was throbbing. My father would come home, and she'd be like, just do something about your children. All right, honey, just sit down before that pops. Get in here.
I'm going to tell you kids a story about family. Your mother and I wanted two kids.
We had three because I knew the day would come when I'd have to kill one of you.
Adam Ferrara on the laugh track this morning. And that is hour one. Are you leaving us?
I am.
It's nice to see you. Suzanne will join us for the next hour. Thanks for sitting in for McGee this morning.
Thank you.
Now the
Good
question
to see
is, can Suzanne read the sports next hour? All right, as Steve Lawler from Vidant Medical Center Hospital is going to be with us next hour. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town.
Life, it's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Accord LX. Pick your color and pay just $169 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Or hey, the Honda Odyssey, a family fave that's only $269 a month right now at Bob Barber Honda. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owned. Plenty of choices, because life is about choices. And when you add in Bob Barber's free lifetime warranty, well, the choice is simple. Four Hondas, four low lease payments for a limited time, only at Bob Barber Honda, at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. Call 800-NEXT-HONDA or visit BobBarberHonda.com.
Bob Barber Honda!
36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $4,500 total due at signing with approved credit.
Winslow's Deli Tavern and Market is more than a restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Winslow's is Greenville's premier spot for 46 beers on tap, over 400 craft beers in the bottle, and Eastern North Carolina's largest selection of bourbon and whiskey. There's always something going on at Winslow's, so gather friends for half-price bottles of wine on Monday, karaoke on Tuesdays, Wednesdays for jazz, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, live music or a DJ. Winslow's is the perfect spot for our Sunday brunch buffet, daily drink specials, and our two outdoor patios, one for smoking and the other for non-smokers. Winslow's, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is Greenville's dining preference and nightlife spot. For bridal showers, private parties, business meetings, or large groups, call Catherine at 364-8921. Winslow's in Uptown Greenville.
Are you tired of the same old run-of-the-mill apartment lifestyle and ready for a fresh and exciting place to call home? Well, here's some good news. Construction is well underway on the Heritage at Arlington Apartment Homes, and the Greenville Medical District's newest units will be move-in ready by the winter. The Heritage is a community you'll have to see to believe. Each apartment home will feature upgrades you just don't find in everyday apartments. Things like granite countertops, sleek appliances, walk-in closets, and even plank floors. But the upgrades don't stop there. What really sets the Heritage apart is the amenities and location. You'll have unrestricted access to a state-of-the-art clubhouse featuring a fitness center, theater room, game room, tanning beds, a beautiful swimming pool, and children's playroom. The list goes on and on. And the location? The location is unbeatable. Just a two-minute walk from the ECU Medical Campus and Vidant Medical Center. The Heritage is perfect for medical students and professionals alike. It's no wonder they call it Greenville's smartest apartment community. Pre-leases are available now, and units start at just $7.85 per month. With all of these features, units are sure to go fast. Visit theheritagenc.com today and join Greenville's smartest apartment community.
With Ann's Dumplings and Bases, good cooks become great cooks. It's easy to make chicken and dumplings with Ann's old-fashioned dumplings and chicken base, and it's always a family favorite. Pick up Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base at Walmart Supercenters, IGA, and Piggly Wiggly. Stop by the Piggly Wiggly in Aiden for Ann's Beef and Ham Base. Make your next family meal taste like homemade with Ann's old-fashioned products. Visit the website at annsdumplings.com for all Ann's products and cooking tips.
Brighton's Bath is the no-hassle, affordable, absolutely guaranteed satisfaction bathroom remodeling company. Brighton's Bath is the no-hassle, affordable, absolutely guaranteed satisfaction bathroom remodeling company. One more time, Brighton's Bath is the no-hassle, affordable, absolutely guaranteed satisfaction bathroom remodeling company. If you would like a free brochure, call Brighton's today at 321-2702. That's 321-2702, 321-2702.
This is 103.7 WTIB.
Stay talkative, my friends.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. From a state ban to a federal law, today the U.S. Supreme Court hears more arguments about gays and lesbians and marriage. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says the focus turns from a California voter-approved law on gay marriage to the federal definition of marriage.
Unlike the Prop 8 case, where those who hope to marry are fighting a ban, the challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act involves same-sex couples already married.
The question is not whether those marriages are legal. The question is, even when those marriages are legal, can the federal government deny to those legally married couples benefits that would be available to heterosexual couples?
American University law professor Steve Vladek says some conservative justices may oppose DOMA, arguing it interferes in state affairs. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News at the Supreme Court.
For the first time in Secret Service history, a woman will take the lead. President Obama naming Julia Pearson as the agency's director. The appointment comes after the agency was rocked by a prostitution scandal last year.
I think it's an excellent pick. She's reform-minded. She's been in just about every operational section the Secret Service has.
Former Secret Service agent Don Bongino. Afghan and NATO military officials say they've killed more than 20 insurgents, part of a joint operation in eastern Afghanistan, which ended last night. Daryl Stevens took his wife out to lunch yesterday to celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary in Homewood, Alabama. While they were gone, a fire destroyed their home. Stevens says they lost everything except what matters most.
My son was in school, and my wife and I was out of it, and
So we've got our life, and that's the most important thing.
So what's next for the couple and the family?
We'll just make more memories. You know, we'll just go to higher heights, and we'll be better for this. And I'm still in love.
Sounding positive, Daryl Stevens. This is ABC News.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
This is great news, but for business owners only. If your business has debts you can't pay, and you're sick and tired of creditors pushing you around, fight back. Corporate Turnaround has an absolutely proven system to help you get out of debt without a loan or bankruptcy. Depending on your company's financial situation, this could be the easiest, quickest, and least costly way out of debt. To learn more, go to TakeBackMyBusiness.com. That's TakeBackMyBusiness.com. TakeBackMyBusiness.com.
Former CIA Director David Petraeus has made his first public remarks since resigning his position following embarrassing revelations about an affair last year. ABC's Alex Stone in L.A.
At a banquet here in L.A. honoring veterans, Petraeus said sorry.
Please allow me to begin my remarks this evening by reiterating how deeply I regret and apologize for the circumstances that led to my resignation from the CIA and caused such pain for my family, friends, and supporters.
In what appears to be a carefully planned attempt to return to public life and to repair his image, Petraeus said he knows he is regarded differently today than he was a year ago. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The stock market had another strong showing yesterday, the Dow up 111 points. Things could be different today with fresh concerns about Europe's finances. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Hey, ho, ho. Welcome in. Hour 2 of Talk of the Town here on Wednesday morning, March the 27th. Nice to have you here. Suzanne Sartell joins me here this morning.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
It's rotating co-host. McGee was out this morning. Yeah. We had Philip Horn. Now we have Suzanne. Nice to see you. And at the news desk this morning, the big A, we got April Davis is here.
Good morning, Henry.
The A team.
You know?
How are you?
I bring it when I come here.
Good to see you. Yeah, you do bring it.
Good. Fantastic.
Bring it on, girl.
I'm awake now. You know, yeah. It's been a long week. And it's only Wednesday, but I'm not complaining.
I'm going to need one more cup of coffee.
I know, right?
I can really stay awake.
April is experiencing what we refer to as vacation reentry.
Oh.
She was on vacation, and now she's back, and she's having to slowly kind of re-enter.
Well, you know what's really funny? As soon as the clock hits midnight, like on Friday night, I always say I'm on vacation. I wasn't really on vacation. It was just my weekend.
Yeah.
But I spent the whole weekend in Charlotte, so it felt like a vacation.
Oh, so you really weren't on vacation.
I mean, you know, I call every weekend vacation.
I'm going to really enjoy the weekend. I'm, of course, Good Friday is on Friday. So on Friday and Monday, Michael... Friday and Monday, people who tune in during these hours, 7 to 9 in the morning, will hear America's Morning News. We're going to take a little Easter vacation.
Very good.
I think we need it. I think we deserve it. I'm just saying it. So there you go. So please join me in sleeping late on Friday and Monday. But we'd love to have
you. We're going to have a house full of grandchildren.
Are you really?
So there'll be no sleeping late at our house.
Are you staying in town?
I am. I'm leaving town today, and I'll be back, and I'll be in town the weekend.
Okay, you are required. Yeah. Everyone who's having Easter at home in Greenville this weekend is required to buy tickets and go to the game on Saturday because the students aren't going to be here, and I'm worried about the size of the crowd. East Carolina, I'm telling you, it's some of the most exciting basketball. You know what it reminds me of? When East Carolina first got into Conference USA, and we had Louisville coming here, and we had Marquette coming here, and we had Cincinnati, some of the great Bob Huggins teams coming here. You know, we were packing Minji's.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere was electric, and we were, you know, the crowd was propelling the team and helping them win. Well, the last two games in Minji's have been that way, the Saturday game and then last night. And, of course, if you're just hearing for the first time, East Carolina did win last night in the final eight of the National College Insider Tournament. And now they're in the final four, and they have a home game, the final four home game with Evansville University here on Saturday at 5 o'clock. But of course, you know, it's Easter weekend, so we need people to buy tickets and come out, because the team has actually fed off of the huge crowds the last two games. I don't think there's any question about it. And there's some question as to whether or not, I didn't read the article in the newspaper this morning, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but there's some question as to whether the last game of the, if they win this game, if they would, you know, the College Insider finals used to be played in Madison Square Garden, but I was told yesterday that that it would probably be played on campus. Do you know, Coach Carr, if they keep winning, would they play the game in Greenville, or one of the a campus, or would they actually play Madison Square Garden in New York?
I'm not sure. Trent mentioned it yesterday. I think he said it would be at ECU.
Well, we don't know if it'll be at ECU, but it could be on another campus.
How exciting would that be if it was at Madison Square Garden? Of course, I'd rather have the people traveling here for the game and put the money into our local economy.
Well, I don't think anybody would be there, would there? I mean, who can just spur of the moment get up and go to New York City?
Mm-hmm. It's a great thought, though.
It is. Yeah. But I just got an email from Tom Blevins, one of our listeners, saying, Henry, here is the Evansville newspaper link on their last game. We were talking about this last hour. I was trying to remember. I remembered that Evansville has a rich tradition, but I couldn't remember why. And he says, here they've won several college division, now Division II championships. Probably biggest name tied to Evansville University is Jerry Sloan, who is the Utah Jazz coach. Some things in common with ECU are the color purple. They are, by the way, they are the Purple Aces.
Oh.
But you bring that purple into Minji's.
Kind of confusing to look up in the stands, right?
You know,
up in the bleachers.
That reminds me of when we went, when we played LSU in baseball years ago. We went into their stadium wearing purple and gold, because they're purple and gold down there at LSU.
Yeah.
They didn't like that much.
Yeah.
Evansville, purple and white. Of course, we're purple and gold. Their mascot with ties to water, Evansville. This is a stretch, by the way, Tom. Evansville's Purple Ace is a riverboat gambler, and ours is a pirate.
How about that?
That's a stretch. Lastly, Evansville had a similar fate as Marshall when a charter flight crashed on takeoff and killed the entire basketball team in 1977. I remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's another reason why. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. You know, and then Oklahoma State had that tragedy happen, less than probably about 10 years ago, maybe 15. But, so Evansville coming to town, 5 o'clock tip-off. Buy your tickets. Please buy your tickets and be a part of the action. Suzanne is, I know you're heading to Greensboro today for the statewide chamber event.
Yeah, it's the North Carolina Chamber annual meeting that occurs every year. It's usually in like Raleigh or Durham, but this time it's in Greensboro. So that's why Trent's not here, that he's there. There's some sessions this morning, and then I'll be there in time for the lunch and awards and speeches and all that good stuff.
See what happened at the State House yesterday? The State Senate voted to revoke the lease that the state had done under Bev Perdue. Remember, Bev Perdue did some late end-of-term shenanigans, and one of the things she did was she took the state property that Dick's Hospital is on and leased it to the city of Raleigh for a song and a dance.
Right.
And the state senate, Tom Apodaca, some of the state senators have not liked that deal from the beginning. And
they've undone a bunch of stuff she did.
Did you see appointments? Did you see the exchange? Yeah. I was in a friend of mine told me about this yesterday. I had to go back and review it. The exchange between Senator Tom Apodaca and Jim Goodman, who is the owner of WRAL and Capital Broadcasting.
He's Mr. Durham money, isn't he?
Well, Raleigh and Durham. You know, and, of course, he is one of the people, one of the business people in the community trying to develop the Dix Hospital property as a park.
Oh, okay.
And that was, you talk about a total giveaway. a total giveaway, the amount of money that the state got for that deal. And on top of that, the Department of Health and Human Services is located there on that property. The state's going to have to pay to move that off the property now that Raleigh's going to own the property.
So what
it was
did,
a stupid deal that Bedford
So what did they
made.
Do yesterday then?
They voted to revoke it.
Oh.
And it was pretty much along party lines in the Senate. It was a 29-21 vote, except the Republicans that represent Wake County voted against revoking it. You know,
yeah,
politically they probably had to.
So what do they want to do with the property then?
They'll do a new deal with Raleigh, but they want to do it for a fair market value.
Oh.
It's a 300-acre park. It's a 300-acre piece of land. It is right in the middle of downtown Raleigh. If you know where Dick's Hospital is, Dorothea Dix. And
why do they want to make a 300-acre park?
You tell me.
I'm asking the question because I'd like to know the answer.
That was one of the points.
That's really
that
big.
They could lease part of it, and the state could hold on to part of it to have the Department of Health and Human Services on it.
Unless it's going to be like a national park and a bird sanctuary and a historic site and all that kind of stuff, 300 acres is not the norm today for doing parks. They're smaller and more of them.
But back to the exchange between Jim Goodman, who owns WREL, and in full disclosure, both Jim Goodman is an old friend of mine. Jim, of course, and I've worked with North Carolina Broadcast Association forever.
He's Capital, right?
Capital Broadcasting Company. Right. And, of course, if you go back through history, Capital Broadcasting is where Jesse Helms cut his teeth.
I didn't know
that. And Jim Goodman's family has over the years, you know, been very conservative. But, you know, since these Republicans have taken office, Jim Goodman has been identified as one of the people that funds Chris Fitzsimons organization, for instance. And so there's a brewing kind of controversy and tension between people in the legislature and WREL, which I think, you know, is
Jim Goodman's a big D.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's any question about it. At this point, he's funding all these liberal causes in Raleigh, and including North Carolina Policy Watch, which is one of the biggest critics of the Republican. And I think it's really, I'll put April on the spot here, but, you know, I don't know how hard WITN works to be objective.
Correct. Nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan.
Unbiased.
But I mean, you know, I think it's really hurting the credibility of WREL, which I think, you know, those of us in the business, and I think April will agree, I don't put words in your mouth, but I mean, WREL is a world class news organization.
Absolutely.
For a local operation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the pinnacle, right, for local news.
Well, especially in Raleigh.
Yeah, but I mean, really nationwide. I mean, if you look around.
Absolutely, yeah, it's a great news organization.
I know my friend John Beard, who worked in Los Angeles for years, used to say WREL has one of the best local news operations in the country.
Yeah, they have a lot of great talent there.
And so, you know, you wonder if Jim Goodman is beginning to damage the credibility of his news operation by being out front on these things. This thing got so heated in the Senate meeting room, the Senate committee room last week, that the sergeant at arms had to get up and stop Tom Apodaca and Jim Goodman, had to separate them.
Mm.
And Apodaca, who is kind of a bulldog himself, kind of stood up and said, I feel threatened by you, and you know, you come in here, and Goodman had been real heavy-handed in going in and telling the committee, you know, if you guys undo this, you got no integrity. You got, you know, you who would ever do another deal with the state of North Carolina if you guys undo this? And he was been real heavy-handed and preachy to the Senate committee. And Tom Apodaca stood up and said, you don't come into the General Assembly and preach to us and threaten us. And so it got real ugly in there. In fact, your friend of mine, Harry Brown, is the chairman of the committee. And if you read the story, Harry Brown actually was kind of soliciting Senator Apodaca, saying, Tom, please sit down.
Yeah, I'm sure. I was going to say, that's not Harry's MO to talk like that and act like that. Not at all.
Well, he was just trying to keep the peace between everybody.
Yeah.
But then Jim Goodman says he tried to talk to Senator Apodaca after the meeting was over, after the committee meeting was over, and Apodaca left the room and wouldn't talk to him. So, you know, I've seen, you know, I think all of the leadership in the Republican Party feels like Jim Goodman is behind a lot of the things that are coming out of the media that are real negative in this effort. And they've made that clear. I mean, Tom Tillis, the Speaker of the House, is on Facebook actually saying, you know, why is the owner of WREL behind this and behind that? And so there's a real brewing kind of tension between WREL television.
But, you know, Jim Goodman is not, he's not somebody you really want to fight with. I mean, he's...
Well, neither is the General Assembly.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. But, you know, he's probably, I don't know. Well, yes, I see him as a very powerful person in the state.
I think that's his point.
And the General Assembly members are only General Assembly members as long as they're elected.
Yeah, I guess.
So does he have the power to get some of them unelected, I guess, is the question.
Well, he's tried.
Really?
I mean, he's funding all these liberal organizations, so yeah. New approval ratings out this morning show that Pat McCrory has a higher job approval rating than Barack Obama in North Carolina. You know, Obama's had a very high poll number in North Carolina. McCrory has an approval rating of 50% and a disapproval rating of 25%. 25% said they have no opinion. This is according to a new High Point University poll. Obama has an approval rating of only 44%, 6 points behind McCrory. And a disapproval rating of 48%, 8% not knowing. So Obama with a 48% disapproval rating, 44% approval rating. Senator Kay Hagan, a Democrat, has an approval rating of only 38% and a disapproval rating of 22%. 40% have no opinion. And Senator Richard Burr's approval rating is even lower than that. He's got a 36% approval rating and a disapproval rating of 20%. 43% have no opinion. That highlights the problem with next year's election. Nobody knows anybody.
Speaking of polls, we have one on our website. I want to invite listeners to go to the Chamber website at greenvillenc.org. And on the first page, there's a connection to a poll or a survey asking for your opinion about legislation that has been introduced by Senator Don Davis and companion bills that will be introduced jointly by Brian Brown and Gene Farmer Butterfield about the school board, the size, the length of terms, and the how long before they take office after election. So I would like to, you know, we want to know what people think. So please go to the Chamber website at greenvillenc.org, and it will take you about 1 minute to do this. It's about three questions, I think, maybe four.
And, of course, we talked earlier, Beverly Reap, Beverly
Emery.
Emery, yeah. Now. She came here as Beverly Reap. Yeah. She's leaving as Beverly Emery.
Very wonderful opportunity for her.
She took the
really
job in Winston-Salem yesterday. Winston-Salem, yeah. Forsyth County as a school superintendent.
And she's following a really, really well-respected guy who's been there for a number of years.
Yeah.
Don Martin.
Well, it's Pitt County's loss, and now, you know, this crowd on the Pitt County School Board that can't agree on anything is going to be trying to hire a superintendent. I can't wait for that zoo to start. That's going to be unbelievable.
Well, I hope, I really hope, I don't think they did this last time when Dr. Emery was hired. I don't remember exactly, but I remember just learning about it. But in previous times when superintendents have been hired, the community has been able to be a part of it, and they've invited some community leaders to participate in the hiring process. And I think whenever you hire somebody like that, a school superintendent, a city manager, somebody that's going to be a public person, that it is a really good idea to have some community leaders involved in the process. So
good
I would
luck.
Like to encourage our school board to reach out.
Well, they like taking advice from you. So
I'm sure they do, and so I don't expect them to ask me to participate, but I do think that
how
it's...
How about me? Should I?
I do think that there are many people on the school board who want to do the right thing and have the best interest of of our children at heart, and so I would encourage them to.
Well, I don't mean to be flippant about it. Yeah. I'm really worried about it. I mean, we need to hire. You know, this is we have so many great things.
We need to be worried about who wants to come to Pitt County.
We have so many great things going on in Pitt County, and this ain't one of them. And, you know, that's the thing that worries me about it is, you know, we need to hire
somebody. It should worry us. If you read the newspaper, would you want to come and interview for that job?
Well, that's exactly my point. I mean, I'm concerned about it. I'm hoping we're going to be able to solicit a good
I think we're going to have to really highlight lots of positive things. And there are lots of positive things in our school system and lots of positive things in our community.
Right.
So there are lots of reasons to want to be here.
We got to get the news in, but before we do that, I want to mention one more thing to you because Steve Lawler is going to be joining us from Vidot, the Pitt County Memorial Hospital, Vidot campus.
Vidot Medical Center.
Is it Vidot Medical Center?
Yes.
It's Vidot Medical Center.
Vidot Medical, because Steve is president of the hospital, the local hospital.
He's president.
And David Herman is the president of the hospital system.
Okay. Steve Lawler is president of Vidot Medical Center.
Okay.
And David Herman is president, CEO of
the system.
Vidot Health.
Thank you.
System.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's certainly not confusing. We'll get Steve to explain. We'll find out all the great things going on. We got the new hospital wing. The Children's Hospital is about to open in June. The new Connie and James Maynard Children's Hospital here. I wanted to ask you about this very quickly. Yesterday, the new Secretary of Commerce in North Carolina, Sharon Decker, and I bet this is talked about today at your meeting in Greensboro with the statewide chamber, she actually said that she believes that the state of North Carolina should look at privatizing the Department of Commerce in North Carolina, making it a public-private partnership. I don't know how that would work, but and she says absolutely no decisions have been made about how it would be funded. She says, I look at commerce as the sales and marketing arm of state government, and we're talking about privatizing all of that. I think that's interesting.
There are public-private partnerships for economic development in lots of places, and they are able to leverage government money with private funding, and it's been successful in lots of places. I mean, I've been a part of public-private partnerships for economic development before. So this is a new concept at the state level. Seems like there's some other states that are doing it, perhaps.
Yeah.
But I'm very interested in it. And if it can make us better and stronger, then, hey.
I think before it's over with, that they're not.
You know, I'm all about bringing the business community to the table.
This crowd in Raleigh is not going to do any. It's not going to take the model that's there and say this is the model we've got to use. I mean, I think they're looking. I mean, it's just like I saw that Dan Gerlach, the head of the Golden Leaf Foundation, was going, how can the governor possibly take $65 million of our money and put it in the state budget? I was thinking to myself. That's just the beginning of what's going to happen to Golden Leaf Foundation. I think this is, they're sitting on $700 million worth of money and doing nothing with it, and it's supposed to be used for economic development.
Well, there you go. There's some money that would be, Golden Leaf is considered private, right?
Well, you wonder if maybe that's what the Commerce Secretary was talking about yesterday. All right, we've got to get April in here. It's 24 after. She's running late, and the people next door at Thunder Country will be screaming at me again. Here is our WITN News Update now with April Davis. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Henry. I have your WITN News headlines. It's 38 degrees outside. It's going to be a nice, sunny day. Still cool, but enjoy it. It's been rainy lately, so we're going to be enjoying this nicer weather. Here are your headlines. The husband of a couple facing charges in a road rage encounter. He's going to be in court today. Bradley Turner is the man accused of pointing a gun at two other people on Sunday. This happened in Carteret County, this case of road rage. It was caught on a cell phone camera, and he is now facing various assault charges and injury to personal property. Deputies say the video that's been circulating shows Turner getting into a fight with another driver, punching him, and his wife, Christy, then handing him the gun. That's shown in the video. Now, she is due in court May 1st, and of course, we'll keep you posted on what happens with Bradley Turner today in court. Two people are behind bars this morning after sheriff's deputies found heroin in their vehicle. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office Drug Unit pulled over Gary Clark and Christine Woolard on Highway 264 last Tuesday, and deputies say they found 19 doses of heroin and other drugs. Now, both Washington residents were arrested. They were placed in jail under a $20,000 bond. Another heroin bust, this time in a Kinston hotel. Police say they searched room 107 at the Hampton Inn. This was on Monday, and they say they found 519 doses of heroin and more than $11,000 in cash. Cornelius Cruz and Sarah Harper. They are both charged with trafficking heroin, felony maintaining a dwelling, and possession. They're both in the Lenoir County Jail under a $500,000 bond. Well, sequestration has hit the Cape Lookout National Seashore. Officials say they have to reduce their budget by 5%, and so that means more than $123,000 is going to be cut from the budget, and they'll have to be made between now and September 30th. So that means the Harkers Island Visitor Center is going to be closed on weekends starting now until further notice, and the park says it has to leave three positions vacant this year. And there's a big lottery winner in the East, Dexter Barlow of Swansboro in Carteret County. He matched all five numbers in the Cash 5 drawing last Friday, and he took home a total of more than $78,000. That was after taxes, and he says he plans to share his winnings with his children, make repairs to his house, and, of course, save for the future. And last night, of course, big night for ECU. If you haven't heard already, we've been talking about it this morning. WITN confirmed earlier an ESPN report that the soon-to-be-renamed Big East Conference is going to make East Carolina University a member in all sports starting in 2014. And, of course, the ECU men's basketball team headed to the CIT semifinals. Pirates beat Loyola 70-58, and they're going to host a CIT semifinal game Saturday, 5 o'clock. So be there if you can against the Evansville Purple Aces. I'm April Davis with your WITN News headlines.
Be there or be square. Here
is Swansboro is in Onslow County. Not Carteret.
Oh, thank you very much.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yes, I am absolutely positively sure. Now, if you go over the bridge into Cape Carteret from Swansboro, you get into Carteret County, but Swansboro is in Onslow County.
You're the best, Suzanne.
Well, I used to live there. That's why I know that.
All right, here is Suzanne. If you get something wrong on the weather, I'm going to correct you right on here.
Please do. That's it.
Here's Suzanne with the weather. What you got?
Sunny to partly cloudy today and a high around 55. And tonight, clear and a low of 30. And tomorrow, sunny and a high of 57. And clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 30. And Friday, sunny, highs in the upper 50s. So a nice sunny week, but it's not going to be warmer than 55.
Mm.
Did I get all that right?
Not a great Easter weekend.
April knows I love her.
Steve Lawler will have to actually wear his shirt when he walks on the beach this weekend, which will be a good Lawler just entered the room. We'll be talking to the president of Vidant Medical Center. Is that correct? You're going to have to explain all that when you get off. All right, our news and weather update this hour brought to you by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team here in Greenville. Homer has been selling homes like crazy. Real estate market is back, folks, and if you are thinking about listing your home, you need to go with a guy who's selling homes, and Homer is getting it done. Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team on track right now to have the biggest first quarter sales in history. And if you've ever sat down, if you will sit down with Homer and kind of go through the system, you'll find out why. He uses every tracking device for prospects for selling your home known to man. All the technology, all the websites, all of the stuff. I mean, it's really impressive if you ever sit down with him. And of course, the fail safe is there for you if you need it. If you, if he doesn't sell the home quick enough for you, doesn't get the price you want, Homer actually will make a deal with you to buy the home from you himself. That is the Homer Tire guarantee. Also part of the guarantee, you can fire him at any time. You know how it is when you're dealing with real estate agents. You get hung into a contract. You're not happy. Not with Homer. Fire him anytime. Pay him nothing. If that's what you want to do, he'll move on to the next prospect, but that almost never happens. Homer Tire. Visit him online. GuaranteedSellNC.com. Call him up. 758-HOME, that's 758-HOME, or the digits, 758-4663, Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. 8:30 right now. Suzanne and I will take a break, and we come back. We're going to be joined by the president of Vidant Medical Center. Our friend Steve Lawler is here this morning. An update, a lot of interesting and exciting things happening in our medical community here, which is one of the major engines of our economy, and, of course, the Children's Hospital with the new wing with Connie and James Maynard, wing of the hospital about to open in June. We'll talk about all of that and more when we come back with Steve right after this.
$29.99. Do it signing on Dart Lee. See dealer for details. It's that time again. Truck month at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. The Dodge Ram is the best looking truck on the road and gets a best in class 25 miles per gallon. During truck month at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, buy the 2013 Ram 1500 and get up to $10,000 in rebates. You'll also save big on new cars with the 2013 Showcase event. Drive the new Dodge Dart for just $149 a month. That's right, just $149 a month to lease the all-new Dodge Dart. And if you want a ridiculously low price to own a new car, they've got it. East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep has 2013 Dodge Avengers starting at just $15,995. Yep, $15,995 for a new Avenger. Don't miss Truck Month and huge savings on Dodge Dart and Avenger.
This is Chip Davis. Don't miss Truck Month and our showcase event at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville and at ecauto.com.
Hello, world! Ah, my dreams have finally come true. Krispy Kreme donuts and Oreo cookies together at last.
There are lots of ways people like to eat their Oreo cookies, and now Krispy Kreme is adding a new twist with two delicious Oreo cookie donuts. Try the cookies and cream cake donut, a traditional cake donut infused with Oreo cookie pieces, topped with white icing, pieces of Oreo cookie, and a dollop of blended Oreo-flavored cream, and more Oreo cookie pieces on top. Or the cookies and cream donut, a yeast donut filled with a blend of Oreo-flavored cream-filled chock full of Oreo cookie pieces, then topped with dark chocolate icing and more Oreo cookie pieces. And what goes better with cookies? Milk, of course. Now through April 21st, when you purchase a regular price milk, you'll also receive a free original glazed donut. This promotion and Oreo cookie donuts won't be here forever, so hurry in today. Krispy Kreme, Greenville, Goldsboro, and Rocky Mount.
Welcome back. It's Talk of the Town. Good to have you here this morning, 27 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Today is the 27th day of March. Suzanne Sartell here in the studio with me. And now our friend Steve Lawler, who is the president of Vidant Medical Center, is here as well. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you
good
all?
Good to see you.
Great. It's great to be here.
There's all sorts of, you know, since the Vidant name came in there, it's been somewhat confusing now. We're right about this. Suzanne says you are president of Vidant Medical Center.
And
Dave Herman is CEO of Vidant Health Systems.
Correct. When I left my office this morning, as far as I know, I'm the president of Vidant Medical
Center.
Should
we check the Daily Reflector website? I'm going to check my badge
when I get back to make sure it still works. But, so we've got Vidant Medical Center right here in Greenville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And Vidant Health System, which is made up of 11 hospitals, and Dave Herman is the CEO of the health system.
Right. So you're over the hospital here in town.
Correct.
And we have a great hospital, great medical center.
Well, what's the... How is the Pitt Memorial name being used now? It is being used in some fashion because it's on the front of the building, right?
Correct. So the entrance to our medical center, it kind of memorializes all the great things that Pitt County Memorial Hospital has meant to this community and has really been the foundation for who we are and what we do. And that foundation is not only built on, great people, built on our community leaders as well as the relationship that we have with Brody. So when you walk in the front entrance, that is the Pitt County Memorial Hospital entrance. And then there's also kind of a really neat digital display, similar to what you would see in any first-class museum that kind of, provides a video and pictorial history of Pitt County Memorial Hospital.
We've talked about the name change before, but the name it just strikes me that one of the reasons for the name change was so it would be less confusing.
Well, but now it's not confusing to anybody but you, Henry.
Exactly.
Everybody else has got it.
Well, here's the great part. One of the things that's really remarkable about what goes on here in Greenville is when people choose healthcare, they're choosing to come to Greenville.
Right.
And, what makes our health system and I think what makes our destination here in Greenville work so well is you've got a first-class hospital. We have great physicians both at ECU and in private that work together to make sure that people are getting the best care. So people are choosing Greenville as a destination, which I think is what we really want.
Mm-hmm. And I will say this, the Vidant name, how long has it been out there? In about a year or less?
No, it's been out there for a little over a year.
A little over a year, really. It's taken us not long to kind of grab onto it, and now people kind of, when you say Vidant, everybody knows what you're talking about.
No, and we recently did a study where we asked some consultants to do kind of a brand awareness campaign,
right?
And we've seen that name create brand awareness that we didn't have before. And
there's no doubt.
Yeah. So a lot of exciting things. I want to provide a shout out to our physicians. Today is Doctor's Day.
Send your doctor flowers.
That's right. I started this morning with a little brunch for our doctors, and they reminded me that every day was Doctor's Day. And so I've got about 900 people reminding me of that every day.
Yeah. So, is there a Nurses Day?
And of course, there's a Nurses Day.
Oh, I hear about that one.
There's a National.
Oh, yeah, yes, so you're married to a nurse.
There's a Hospital Week. I'm still waiting for Administrator Day. That is yet to come.
Speaking of that, in my house, every day is Nurses Day.
It was like that growing up in my house as well.
Because my wife and daughter are both nurses. All right, well, let's talk about some of the great things going on. I mentioned the new Children's Hospital that is about to be, ribbon is going to be cut, I think, in June.
Correct.
We've invited the governor. We have invited the governor.
We've invited all those folks that are important to this effort. And our new Children's Hospital really is a result of, the incredible generosity of a family, the incredible generosity of Eastern North Carolina, and just, an organization's commitment to making sure that, the over 300,000 children that live in Eastern North Carolina have the best care in the best children's hospital.
I'm an East Carolina fanatic, and I'm passionate about my university. But I tell you, there are few people who have done more or as much as Jim and Connie Maynard. Now, people may not know Jim Maynard, James Maynard. His friends call him Jim. Jim and Connie, of course, they went to East Carolina, I believe, in the late 60s. And he started the Golden Corral Corporation.
Right.
He also has had other restaurants along the way. I know there was Ragazzi's. And he's got something else now, too. What is the other big?
I'm not sure. He's got his hands into a lot of things.
Yeah, he does. But, I was actually at a party with him last summer. And he is just one of the nicest men, one of the nicest people. And you talk about passionate for Eastern North Carolina. He actually wanted to do something significant for the people of Eastern North Carolina because, he started here. He had success here. And so he actually stepped up and gave a $10 million gift. He and Connie gave $10 million to Vidant for the new Children's Hospital. And as a result, to go along with everything else we've got, we're going to have a world-class Children's Hospital coming here very soon.
Well, and it's a great example of just, some incredible people that really represent, what Eastern North Carolina is all about. I mean, we've got people that care about this region, that care about where they came from, that remember where they came from. And you talk about a family that really loves this region and loves children. And their gift really is the cornerstone of that effort. And, because of that, once we declared we were going to do this, and once we created that kind of visual rendering of what that hospital is going to look like, we've been able to recruit some just really top-notch physicians that that are found at the best institutions throughout this country, and that's going to be the foundation in which we build this new children's hospital upon. It's about great people, and we've been able to recruit great people because of that gift, because of the project, and when you drive by it, you can't help but be proud of to be part of this community.
Yeah, no doubt.
Even in just the 11 and a half years that I've been here, the changes on the campus have just been amazing. I mean, the growth and the and you talk about a world-class children's hospital. I mean, I think we already have one.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have a world-class facility. If you've ever toured the children's hospital, it is absolutely amazing that they now can save babies that are born this big. It's just remarkable.
And I think what makes that children's hospital such a remarkable place, and it's reflective of the entire medical center, we just have great people. We really do have great people that care about what they do. This just is another example of kind of the partnership between our medical center, the community, and the region. And, you know, you could make a movie about kind of economic development in Greenville, North Carolina.
No doubt.
How a community, a university, and a health system came together to really improve the quality of life of a region.
Steve Lawler, the president of Vidant Medical Center, in the studio with Suzanne and myself here at 19 in front of 9 o'clock. We talk about world class. What's the addition of the Heart Center done for Vidant?
Well, it's allowed us to do several things. One, you know, I'd be quick to remind folks that the relationship between Brody School of Medicine and Vidant Medical Center is probably the most successful public-private partnership in the state. And it's been in place for 40 years. So, you know, I think the addition of that Heart Center, you know, really has created a destination for cardiovascular care in eastern North Carolina. You know, we just opened a new hybrid OR in our Heart Center that allows us to do cases for patients that are only done in Duke and Chapel Hill. But it's allowed us to recruit the best talent. It's allowed us to really leverage kind of a facility that kind of represents, if you build it, folks will come. But it's exceeded our expectations not only in regards to a destination to care for folks, but also, you know, a vehicle in which we can recruit the best and brightest folks to be part of our family. The exciting thing is that, you know, earlier this week we just received notification from the state that we're again going to have the opportunity to expand. And we'll be building a new cancer center that will be the sister facility to the Heart Center, but dedicated to providing, you know, world-class cancer to the people of eastern North Carolina so they don't have to travel outside of their, you know, this region to receive that level of care.
That's great. I was going to ask you what's next, but that's obviously
that's
it,
next.
Right?
Yeah.
Cancer
yeah.
center.
So what's the timeline on that?
We just kicked off our steering committee to help design it, and that steering committee is made up of physicians, staff, patients, and families. So we really strongly believe in engaging our patients and families to help us design facilities that meet their needs. So over the next several years, we'll be in kind of the design and bid phase, and then we hope to have it done by about 2017.
Very good. Steve Lawler here this morning. What else is going on with, you know, every time you drive by there, you see all the construction going on. There's always something happening, and it's just amazing, the construction and the growth over there. You mentioned Cancer Center,
right.
Children's Hospital. How many total beds now for the whole facility?
So right now we've got 909.
Wow.
And
now how does that compare to some of the bigger hospitals that we see in the state?
Well, I mean, our medical center, Vidant Medical Center, you know, our region's medical center, is the busiest inpatient hospital in the state.
Is that right?
So we do about 10,000 more admissions than UNC. About 7,000 more admissions than Duke. So,
wow.
You know, they may have a good basketball team, and some people argue.
So do we.
Yeah. But, yeah. But you know we're kind of the rising tide. So
I just passed Carolina's Medical in Charlotte, and that's a huge.
Oh, it is.
We have more admissions.
We're busier than they are.
Is that right?
So the busiest hospital in the state, and less than 1% of all of the hospitals in the country are like this one. So less than 1% are our size and our teaching hospitals as well.
You know, I think one of the wonderful things that Vidant has done is to take top-notch medical care out into what I would call the poor regions of eastern North Carolina. Places like there's a hospital in Bertie.
Mm-hmm.
Where are some of the other facilities located?
So we have hospitals that are spread throughout eastern North Carolina, and our service area is the eastern third of the state. So it's about geography the size of Maryland. So we have hospitals in Windsor. We have hospitals in Eatonton. You know, Henry, I know that that's near and dear to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hospitals in Ahoskie, Tarboro, Duplin County, down in Kenansville, Hospital of the Outer Banks, which is a partnership with Chesapeake. And then we've got, clinics and other things spread throughout eastern North Carolina. And our focus as a system is really to be able to build capacity locally, which is important not only for the delivery of care, but it's also important from an economic perspective, because we know that, that economically, you know, there's opportunities in communities that have good, strong health care and good, strong school systems. So, you know, we're committed to making sure that, those communities have the very best care that they can, they can have. And we've been successful in recruiting physicians, improving, their performance, especially on quality and patient experience. And So, you know, that's important work. It really is something to be proud of.
Now, last year you were president personally of the North Carolina Hospital Association. Are you still?
So last year I was the chairman of the North Carolina Hospital Association, and I think they just probably ran out of volunteers. January 1st, I transitioned. And it's an important time, for North Carolina's hospitals. There's a lot going on in regards
to... the Medicaid issue that state's dealing with.
You've got Medicaid, you've got the Affordable Care Act, you've got a lot of chatter in regards to, free enterprise and free market and whether or not, there's benefit. Our hospitals in North Carolina, especially in eastern North Carolina, because... rural hospitals are probably the ones that are impacted the most by all of these changes or all of these proposals. So we're trying to be proactive and looking for solutions collectively rather than just kind of waiting and say, boy, this is all terrible and no.
Last time you were on, we were talking about this. You actually grew up in Greenville, which is unusual, but it gives you a unique perspective that others might not have because you've seen the growth of the medical community here. When you look back on it, a lot of people point to the fight, the Leo Jenkins and the fight for the med school here, and of course we remember that. And I guess that what year was it? We finally was it the late 70s?
I would say the late 60s is when all of the foundational work was being done, and then by the late 70s, the School of Medicine was in place. And a four-year school.
I think it was about 75, though, that we finally won the battle at the state legislature, right? And it was unprecedented for East Carolina. I mean, and was that the pivotal moment that was the springboard for what we see on that campus today, you think?
I think, first of all, I think what we have in place is a result of not only just some visionary leadership, both at the university and, growing up here, Leo Jenkins was, revered, as a visionary person that really loved Eastern North Carolina. But we had community leaders. We had local physicians that were private doctors that said this was the right thing to do. And it was, a group of people that really had a vision that we could be a lot more than what we are. So, I think those folks and the work that was done legislatively to say we need a four-year medical school in Greenville, and we need to partner with the local hospital to create a training destination and a care destination, which really, I think, set things in motion. And, for those of us who grew up here, it's pretty remarkable to see what's happened in Greenville over the past 40 years. And I'd be the first person to say that, I've got the best job in the world. I mean, what a privilege it is to have grown up someplace. Left after I graduated from Rose, swore I would never come back to Greenville. But it's been, it's been a great place to be for the past, 19 years, and it's been just remarkable to see what's been accomplished.
You were military, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you at the Citadel?
I went to the Citadel, the military prison of South Carolina.
In the most beautiful spot in the world.
Exactly.
Charleston.
So I was commissioned after graduation and spent 9 years on active duty as a healthcare administrator, so doing much of the work that I do today.
And after all that, you were happy to get back to Greenville.
I was happy to come back to Greenville.
What branch were you in?
I was in the Army.
In the Army.
Yeah.
How did you stumble into healthcare administration?
Well, I mean, the process for assigning...
Surely you didn't go to college and say, I'm going to major in healthcare administration in the Army.
No. So the process the Army and the military uses to branch people is, at the Citadel, everyone's required to take ROTC. So you fill out your dream sheet in regards to what branch you'd like to be assigned to, and it goes into kind of a lottery system. By chance, I was branched Medical Service Corps. And, even though it was number three on my list, I won't tell you what the other two were. what a blessing. And, just kind of to show that sometimes, the path that you're on is not, sometimes the path that you think that you're going to be taking.
Right.
So it's been a real blessing.
Good to see you. Thank you very much for coming by.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate you being here.
All that you all and the chamber does to make this a great place. And it's one of the reasons why. I think this community is such a special place because there are a lot of people working together.
Well, I agree, and you're one of the bright stars of the community. We appreciate all that happens at Vidant Medical Center and Vidant Health Systems. And, of course, that coupled with our university here has been such an incredible economic engine for our community. So God bless you. Thank you for what you do for us.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get a break, and we'll come back. Sports coming up next.
At Brown & Wood Mazda, we've been your dealer of choice for over 75 years. Why? Because we offer the best selection of Mazdas anywhere in Eastern Carolina. Compacts, midsize, crossovers, and sports cars. The Mazda 3, 6, 5, 6, 9, and the all-new 2014 Mazda 6. We've got the most convenient service backed by all Mazda certified technicians. Hundreds of pre-owned vehicles and competitive pricing. We really do have something for everyone, so why go anywhere else? Come see us at the new Brown & Wood Mazda.
The sound you're hearing is not the sound of someone with a restricted airway, but it's the sound of your lawn being choked out by weeds. You see, grass hates weeds. You hate weeds. And your neighbors, they hate weeds. Anything but grass growing in your lawn needs to be gone. That's why you need Envirotech, Eastern North Carolina's expert turf protectors. Envirotech lives and breathes Eastern North Carolina lawn care. They're the area experts. They know the local climate. They know the local turf. And they know how to protect it. Stomp out weeds and start growing beautiful green grass today. Call Envirotech at 746-7483. Beautiful green grass is what you want. Anything else growing in your lawn needs to be gone. Go with the turf pros that make your grass grow. Go with Envirotech, Eastern North Carolina's expert turf protectors. Call 746-7483 or at turfpros at embarkmail.com. Envirotech. Protect your turf.
Offering cutting-edge technology and lighting design, you can create the environment that suits your living style by shopping with the staff at Lighting by Design on Fire Tower Road. With unlimited choices in the 11,000-square-foot showroom, the design team will help you choose chandeliers, sconces, table lamps, ceiling fans, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, mirrors and accessories to complement your home or office. From contemporary to traditional, your lighting options are endless at Lighting by Design Showroom, located on Fire Tower Road.
Used vehicle 740 Beacon with approved credit, terms and down payment. Make our offers on a combined while supplies last. See dealer for details.
The Credit Doctor is celebrating Bobby Murray Toyota's 30th anniversary sale with $30 down prescriptions. The Credit Doctor wants everyone to drive a Bobby Murray Toyota car, truck, or SUV. Regardless of your past, everyone rides. Regardless of your credit. Bobby Murray Toyota's 30th anniversary sale means all you need is $30 down. That's just $30 down. Cars you can drive home in today from $3,000. Choking on your trade? The Credit Doctor will also give you a booster shot. Up to $6,000 more than it's worth towards the purchase of a Toyota car, truck, or SUV. Come to Bobby Murray Toyota's 30th anniversary $30 down sale on now. Online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats at Bobby Murray.
All right, thanks again to Steve Lawler for being here. 8:53, Suzanne and I are here. And I need to mention again our big Mike Huckabee event coming up. We've had a lot of calls this morning, and despite the fact that Michael's been telling people it's in the wrong place, it is going to be it's going to be in the Greenville Hilton next Friday, April 5th. Governor Huckabee will be here from 5 to 6. Doors will open about 4. People keep asking, when can we go in and get a seat? Doors will open about 4 o'clock. It'll be 5 to 6. Governor Huckabee will be on stage with Tom and Sadie, and we're very excited about that. Thanks to our sponsors.
And remember the Business Expo the day before,
too. Talked about that yesterday. But this is next Friday, April 5th. Thanks to our sponsors, All Britain Interiors, also Country Mart, my man Kenneth Smith. And I was over there yesterday. I actually grabbed something to eat at Smitty's restaurant right inside Country Mart out in Bethel, which is awesome, by the way. And he's got a location at Stokes as well. And Time Financing Corporation as well. All right, let's check some sports headlines. We're getting word that the official announcement of East Carolina going into the newly named now Big East Conference, about to be named something else, could come as soon as this morning.
Cool.
So apparently there's been a change in the way they're going to do the deal on it, but East Carolina going into the conference for all sports, and apparently it's going to be announced later today from what I'm being told. I had a little tip on that just a moment ago. And, of course, East Carolina with a win last night, 70-58, in the final eight of the National CIT Tournament. They'll host Evansville coming up Saturday afternoon at 5 in Menzies Coliseum. Be there, be square. Unfortunately, the baseball team dropped their sixth in a row yesterday. They got beat by William and Mary 10-4. Boy, Pirates are struggling, especially midweek. They're now 11-14. William and Mary, though, pretty good this year, 17-8. So East Carolina's baseball problems continue. They've got a game today at 4 o'clock at Elon, so maybe they can get back in the winning column. All right, that is our sports update this morning. And it's brought to you by Suddenlink. And our friends at Suddenlink this morning wanted you to know about the triple play. Simply the most affordable way to get HD TV, internet, and home phone. All three services now for the super low price of $30 per month when you bundle. Suddenlink, the easy choice for saving money. Suddenlink's HD TV, up to 200 channels, 15 meg internet, home phone with 911 protection for your family, and $300 in savings if you're a Dish customer and you dump Dish. Call Suddenlink, 866-432-1184. And don't forget, you can get the Any Room TiVo as well. Out of time. Any final words? We got like 5 seconds.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Working on a home painting project? Nobody has you covered like PPG Pittsburgh Paint. With a broad range of primers, paints, and stains, and the customized service you deserve from your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints dealer, we'll make sure you get the right products for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to PPG Pittsburgh Paint's Voice of Color system that helps you discover colors that match your personality. So for better products, better service, better color tools, and better results, head to your PPG Pittsburgh Paints dealer today. Visit your local Garris Evans Lumber Company for PPG Pittsburgh Paints in Greenville, Jacksonville, New Bern, or Wilson.
Life, it's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Accord LX. Pick your color and pay just $169 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Or hey, the Honda Odyssey, a family fave that's only $269 a month right now at Bob Barber Honda. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owns. Plenty of choices, because life is about choices. And when you add in Bob Barber's free lifetime warranty, well, the choice is simple. Four Hondas, four low lease payments for a limited time, only at Bob Barber Honda, at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. Call 800-NEXT-HONDA or visit BobBarberHonda.com.
Bob Barber Honda!
36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $4,500 total due at signing with approved credit.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times.
Out of the way!
But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey! Move it!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Hey, move it! Hey, lady.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Computers. What would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple-authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or University PC Care.
103.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to